रहमान जी नमस्कार।
नमस्कार जी।
रहमान जी आप मेलबर्न आ रहे हैं, एक कॉन्सर्ट है आपका फरवरी में, एक कोलैबोरेटिव प्रेजेंटेशन है, व्हाट कैन वी एक्सपेक्ट फ्रॉम दैट?
दिस कॉन्सर्ट इज एन ऑर्केस्ट्रल कॉन्सर्ट, मोस्टली द थीम्स फ्रॉम द मूवीज लाइक द बॉम्बे थीम एंड द वंस दैट यू ऑल नो, द क्राई ऑफ द रोज एंड फ्रॉम द मूवी रोबोट, द बॉम्बास्टिक themes from that, and so we selected all this, this score, which would be beautiful on a symphony orchestra, and then doing it. So it's like one of the first things we're doing in Australia, because I've done this in the UK with the London Philharmonic, and I've done with the LA Philharmonic playing my themes in Hollywood Bowl.
Yep.
Then I've done in Birmingham, and I've done in India with the Babelsberg. So this is the first time doing this in Australia, and I'm very excited to share.
Yeah, we are excited too. I would just like to know that when you collaborate, what becomes the most important element in that? Of course, you have to cater the need of particular audience, but what else you take care of?
In this, it's a language of orchestration and beauty of the music. Because in a symphony orchestra, there's a particular way that they have to give the score, and there's a conductor. My conductor from England, Matt Dunkley, is coming in. And there is etiquette which follow while watching the concert, a short clap in between.
Yeah.
You should have the music playfully and all the stuff. Nobody comes in and there's no cell phone ringing, there's no people talking. So it's a beautiful way to enjoy music.
Yeah.
Because everything now, TV, you just see things.
Yeah.
And here you can close your eyes and hear the pure sound of an orchestra.
So, should I say that you try to reinvent also to yourself to create something new, or you just follow the flow?
This one has been in the process for almost 10-15 years. To do this, I had to work for almost 10-15 years. So, it's evolving from score to score.
Yeah.
Because I come from classical music, but then I went into songwriting mode.
Yeah.
And it's more popular music and classical music and all this stuff. But to the orchestra, it should, when you write for a film, not every theme is beautiful enough for an orchestra to play. Some of them are just fillers. So you just pick up the tunes which are strong enough and arrange them in a way that it is beautiful for an orchestra to play and for people to engage themselves to. And we also have some visuals on the movies to get a feel of what the scene is for some of the
Of course. You mentioned your classical background, and when you collaborate with, obviously, a lot of factors come in. On that note, I would like to ask, you met Michael Jackson also, and perhaps you were to create some music together. So what was it like meeting Mr. Jackson? Two different people, you and Mr. Michael.
Michael was amazing. I met him at a point where this was the highest in my life, after the Oscars. Otherwise, I wouldn't even have to get to talk to him in a way that it was beautiful. He was very encouraging, was very kind with what I was talking. Sorry.
That's all right.
The audience talked in the Oscars and he said, what beautiful words you spoke. They talked about Jai-ho, and he said, you should do something like for the world and all those things. But I had a couple of meetings. Unfortunately, we lost him.
Yeah.
Something I'll cherish the rest of my life.
Sure, you would. You talked about music and melodies. Every time, surili dhune, bilkul jaise shahad gholti hui dhune, different genres. And even if it is the same genre like romance, every time your music, your melody touches everyone's heart. So what inspires you in that particular poetry when you are creating music?
I think for me, in the beginning, it was the pure necessity of finding something which the youth will connect, at the same time retaining the beauty of the tradition and respecting our past. And as things are evolving, we need to adapt to newer styles, and we have newer challenges now. Like, we are overburdened with too much of choices now. You have a phone, you can have probably 20,000 songs in it. It's got 256 GB of memory, and it can... But how will you stand tall from all this and then create something new which people would love to listen to? It's a challenge for all of us now. There's so much of music. music out there, so much of movies out there. But if it connects to them, so you have to use your brain in a way and forget about everything and then just create what comes from your heart.
That comes with the meditation and the spirituality of your nature. But while you are composing, do you know that it would be instant hit, or you know that, okay, it will take its time, it will grow on listeners? Does it happen to you?
I don't know. Most of the time, it is also living with something. When you do music, if it's an instant hit, it's just formulaic sometimes.
Yeah.
And if it evolves, like if you take a spin path for the first people said it's too slow and they started liking it very much from Tamasha. If you take a ghazal like Aaj Jaane Ki Zindna Karo, which is not mine, of course, which is not a quality, which is emotionally nostalgic and yet romantic. It's hard to find the balance. It's a combination of lyrics, tune, and a vibration, I would say.
Did you ever struggle to find that balance?
We had 3 attempts. I finished the song, one idea, and then the director liked it. He said it matches the movie. I said, but we don't have something very strong for this, what the movie kind of needs. So we did another one, and that became very classical. Then the third one was this Tum Saatho, which is very simple.
Sorry, what was the third one?
The third was Tum Saatho from Tamasha. As long as we know that there is something else right for this movie and we should keep trying, so that is the most important thing.
Rather
than being lazy about it, oh, it's enough for this movie. I'm very proud about the team supporting and saying, yeah, okay, let's do another one. Usually this other way, because the director says, I want another tune, I don't like this. But knowing about what people are loving and people like from me, so there's kind of a responsibility. Give something beautiful.
Yes. We hear everybody is inspired by you, and you have mentioned in few interviews that you have been inspired by Ilaiyaraaja, but other than Ilaiyaraaja, who Mr. A.R. Rahman is inspired by? Whose music you play in the car?
I actually don't play anything. Sometimes I listen to the radio to see what is happening. Because there's so much music, sometimes you just need to be silent. And you need to be without anything, so to get a more better opinion about what you're doing and have an objective view about what you're doing. So it's very rare that I play music in the car. When I play it, it's fully on, just to grab or to just to study for research purposes what is happening, what kind of sounds are existing. But when I'm working, it's too much of music. Too many times you do a song, you're working on and on and on, so you better shut off everything.
If you have time, can you briefly tell us about your band, which I heard that you had when you were a little boy?
A band?
Yeah,
the band was, again, an escape for us.
Because
I was playing the studios at the age of 12 or 13. So the band was all from musicians who had come in to play the studio. Like Sivamani, John Anthony, all of us, we got sick of doing the same thing in the studios, that let's do something else, let's do something which is adventurous and which will push us to become great musicians. But of course, when you finish all that, you come back to the studio with the same old thing.
And in the end, what is Mr. A.R. Rahman without music?
Music is there all over the place.
रहमान जी, मेलबर्न में आपके कॉन्सर्ट की हमें प्रतीक्षा रहेगी, और ढेरों शुभकामनाओं के साथ आज आपके समय के लिए बहुत बहुत धन्यवाद देना चाहूंगी.
शुक्रिया जी. शुक्रिया.